Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sexy V's, you guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Craig, out of the OKC. Damn, I still can't talk. One day I'll get this right. What's up, Craig?
It's been a wild week, wild everything, but I'm good. We still got time. It's still, now,
so,
we take that forward, whatever. So, doesn't matter. It's been one unbelievable week for a election for the president of the United States.
It's
the people
crazy.
Have spoken, and let's go.
Thing it's is, been a crazy week. I will
the
say
one thing,
that.
Go ahead.
I will say that I'm actually glad that this week is over. It's no secret to anybody that I am a Biden supporter. I actually volunteered for the campaign, so it's not anything. You know, the fact that the number of people, what I have a problem with is the number of people on both sides who this election has been decided. Why are people still acting a fool? I understand that there are nobody's. Let's make it clear. Whenever there's a race, there's a winner and a loser. I have ran plenty of marathons, okay? Literally, real marathons. I've never won a marathon. I never placed high enough to get the money, but I've done it. Whenever you compete for a job, there's a winner and a loser. That's called the person who gets hired and the person who doesn't.
This is part
of the process. I'm a fucking Detroit Lions fan, and anybody who can understand how I feel about that, the Lions fucking make losing, you know, damn near acceptable. Nobody likes to lose, okay? Nobody.
No.
But losing doesn't mean you gonna act a fucking fool. And just cause you win don't mean you fucking go and smash that shit in people's face.
Correct.
In football, if you score a fucking touchdown and you act fucking unsportsmanlike after your fucking touchdown, you get penalized for that shit, okay?
Correct.
It's a game. Okay, I'm not saying that the election is a game, but you have to accept. First of all, I will say this, and I've said it wholeheartedly. You know, I was not a fan of Bush. I wasn't a fan of Reagan. But what I can tell you is that I would have preferred to have one of those two people in office over the outgoing administration. Because to be a blatant racist, and that's my big problem. For one, there are a lot of things that he's done that I cannot discuss, but I know what he's done. And there are people who know what he's done that have been not good. But I'm not going out there and beating nobody's ass. But I'm going to say this because a lot of people ain't going to like it, but I'm going to come out and say it. A lot of white people who were hidden racists decide they want to come out and just say what the hell they want to the black people. And that's not acceptable because if I walk up and slap the shit out of a white person, I'm going to get in trouble. We have had more police brutality under this administration. It has been acceptable to be a racist under this administration. It has been acceptable to be not politically correct. And people think that it's okay. It is never okay to ridicule or tease someone because of their disability. It is not okay to openly decide that because a person is a different race than you are, to just flat out think that you can do what the hell you want and kill them. It is not okay to say because I'm a woman that you can fucking molest me and get away with it. It is not okay to say because a person has chosen to be with someone of the same sex. It's not okay to tell a woman that you're going to decide if she has a baby. There are married women every single day who get raped by their husband and do not want to bring children into a situation like that. There are women who have been raped who don't have a boyfriend or a significant other or anything and don't want to give birth to the child of that rapist. There are husbands and wives who go through pregnancies. Somewhere along that pregnancy, something happens where they have to make a choice between the mother and the child. Who the hell is anybody to tell a woman what she has to do with her body? I'm a proponent of science. I remember when they first started doing amniocentesis. I had amniocentesis with both my children. They don't even do, now they do different stuff. Amniocentesis is very uncomfortable for anybody who's ever had it done. Amniocentesis, they have to be very gentle. They have to stick a needle through the woman's belly into the sac and get some fluids out and make sure they don't puncture it the wrong way, because once those fluids start leaking out, you can't reverse it. To find out if there's anything wrong with that child.
Find out, correct, if they have Down syndrome or any of that. That's how they find out.
And there are some people, let's keep it very real. There are people of all income levels who just don't feel they can handle taking care of a child that is special needs.
Right.
And make the choice to not have that child. That's what's at stake. So when people start saying, I am pro-choice. I was brought up in a very Catholic family. That's why my daddy got so many fucking kids, okay? Because, but I can tell you, being brought up in a Catholic family, I understand about that. I probably am one of the few black people that understand about what the Catholic religion say. I understand a lot of religions, but guess what? What I don't want are women and families going to these people, because I'm telling you, there are there are nurses and doctors who will go back to doing that shit and fucking warehouses and shit. Even though with Roe v. Wade and the woman who was Roe, she came out and said that she wished she wouldn't have never did that case. We all have feelings after something has done. I'm not going to say she's right or wrong, because at the time that she took that case to the Supreme Court, she felt she was right. So when someone comes out later on and say, I'm against the law that's out there protecting everybody, you know what I tell everybody? That's your right to have that opinion. We all have feelings after the fact. Hell, I
Correct.
Regret every time I fuck somebody who's stupid, okay? That, that you know, you have to live with it.
Amen on that.
You know, we have regrets, but nobody has the right to make these choices. This, and for anybody who thinks that, oh, now kumbaya, everything is going to change overnight, no. This administration is only going to do what they are capable of doing. Do I think things will be better? I think they'll be a little better, but I can tell you, as a business owner, I didn't make a fucking dime under this Republican administration. But when I started my business, Bush was in office. And I made money the very first day my business started. So I can tell you, this administration was not good for small business. So forget everything else. This administration was the first time that Republicans sat in office where small business owners probably didn't make a fucking dime. So when you want to talk about, I've said this before, when Republicans are in office, my business is booming. When Democrats are in office, I can count on that I'm going to be struggling a little bit. Well, guess what? I started my business at the end of a Republican administration. I went into a Democratic administration. I knew what I was getting into. I, as much as I did not vote for the fucking Cheeto that's leaving office, I thought that I would have saw my business pick up. That didn't happen. And I can tell you, knowing why it didn't happen, I could look at the numbers and everything. He wasn't there for small business. He was there for big business and multimillionaires. That's who benefited. So do I think that all of a sudden, kumbaya, the gates of heaven are open and everything's going to change? No. But I will see some small changes. The one thing I want to see change is fucking racism. I'm sorry. I can't help that I was born black. You can't help that you was born white. Somebody else can't help they was born Asian. But I can tell you one damn thing that will happen, and I'm going to say this wholeheartedly. Any white person that thinks they could get away with being disrespectful to a black person, I want you to listen to my words. Because I said this before, and I'll say it again. Don't let that motherfucker in the White House get your ass beat. Because I can tell you, in the past 2 weeks, I have had to put two fucking white people in check for talking to me like I wasn't shit. And I was their fucking superior. So I'd be goddamned if I'm going to sit here and let a white person think they could say what the fuck to me just because somebody has told him that it's allowable. Since when the fuck do we disrespect
right.
somebody who's superior to us in a management position?
Right.
So,
I agree.
Again, that has to stop because I have never, as much as I've disliked some of my managers, black and white. Well, I take that back. I did cuss out a black manager. But, you know, I did not disrespect them because of their race. And I can say that wholeheartedly. Normally when a manager gets disrespected, it's because they've done something to cause that disrespect. It has not been
right.
because of the color of their skin or their gender. And I had a double whammy because I'm a black woman. I'm black and I'm a woman. So I got doubly disrespected in the past 2 weeks by two different white men. Guess what? Both those white men realized who the fuck I was and got shut down and actually got in trouble. So I'm just letting people know. My biggest, I want race. I know that racism will never go away, but come on. Let's all I can do is say, let's move on. And let's look at, there's a new administration. There's a new administration coming in. Things are not going to change overnight. We know they're not going to change. But how about we get some fucking civility? The things that I'm witnessing is, like, ridiculous. And Kanye West, God, I'm quoting Kanye. Kanye West.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
When President Bush was in office and Katrina happened, Kanye West went full public, and he said, President Bush does not like black people, and it was because of the way he handled Katrina. Guess what? I would rather have George Bush in the motherfucking White House, because he never, ever incited violence. He never encouraged people to go and do dumb shit. I mean, who the fuck tries to have their damn opponent arrested when they're going through an election? And the embracing of the attempted assassination on the governor of the state of Michigan, and talking about she should be thanking him.
Yeah, stupid.
That shit is unacceptable.
Now, yes. Now, on that, I view that as just that, unacceptable. Now, Kanye West, he got 5,600 votes here in Oklahoma. I would view that as...
He voted down in Oklahoma?
No shit.
Well,
he got that
he
many
was
votes.
On the ballot.
Now...
He was on the ballot in Oklahoma, though. So how the fuck did he get on the ballot in Oklahoma? Wait a minute. I might have to sit back.
Because
I might have to go find me a fucking drink.
He petitioned to be, at that time, on the ballot. Now, this is... I'll put it this way. If you are driving around in Oklahoma... in a vehicle by yourself with a mask on, you voted for Kanye West because you are a idiot.
Wait a minute. Let me hear this. Maybe I missed something. What does wearing a... Oh, sitting in the car with the mask on. That's what you're saying.
Bingo.
Because I was going to say, what does having a mask have to do with that? It took me a minute because I was going to say, hold up. I get in my car, and people here in Michigan actually do, and people here in Michigan, and I've come to realize why. I didn't understand at first. But a lot of people here in Michigan, if there's more than one person in the car, at least one of the people have their mask on. And I'm not talking about people who are Ubering, but I've come to realize that when I notice, and this is something that I noticed, it's normally the older people I will see actually riding with their mask on while they're driving. Now, what I do not understand is if you're the only damn person in the car and you got your mask on, what are you going to catch in your car? Because, see, maybe I'm that paranoid bitch. And I just say it. Maybe I'm the paranoid bitch because what I have in my car is a can of Lysol and I have disinfectant wipes along with my hand sanitizer. Whenever I hop out my car, I always have my mask on. When I get back in my car, what I do is I put my seatbelt on, I put my key into the ignition. And before I take my mask off, I always put hand sanitizer on my hands, I wipe my hands, and then I take my mask off. I want to make sure that when I get anywhere near my face, I've already sanitized my hands. That's what I do.
Exactly.
So I don't want my key that I've touched. I don't want any of that. But... I do know that, like, if I'm around my parents, I will keep my mask on all the time, even if I'm driving. If they're in the car with me, I know that I will keep it on. And I do that because my parents are older. But if you're by yourself and you
understand that.
Wearing a mask, I don't understand that.
Yeah. If I'm by myself, I got the window down, I got no mask, and... I'm probably smoking a cigarette. So, ain't going to happen.
Well, I'm going to bring Randy on. I'm sorry. My mind is going to... I'm stuck on this Kanye being on the ballot in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm still trying to get over Kanye West being on the ballot in Oklahoma right now. I can't. My brain is not catching that one too well. I know that I'm still, but that one just kind of caught me off guard.
I don't see who would be stupid enough to vote for him.
Exactly.
5600 people in Oklahoma, apparently.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Awesome. Now, 5,600 people voted for fucking Kanye. It's like, why?
Compared to Trump and Biden, shit, they got a million more votes. They both of them together got a million more votes, millions and millions of votes more than that guy.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, but I'm thinking, the people that voted for Kanye, you're still wearing the mask in the vehicle by yourself, or they're teenagers. You're a fucking idiot.
What, what do you mean, millennials?
Yes, anybody under the age of 20.
Well,
I mean, they just got that.
Seriously.
They just got, because I can tell you that I say this, and anybody who wants to replay what I'm about to say, you are more than welcome. I stand behind this. Kanye was okay before his mother passed away. I truly believe that she was his solid rock, and that when she passed away, he had nobody to keep him grounded. And
I agree, not to be mean.
I'm being very honest when I say this, that his mother kept him grounded. She kept him going in the right direction. And regardless of what anybody says, I truly believe he's still grieving his mother, and nobody has step in the way she did, because she kept him grounded and on the right direction. I mean, his first two albums that he dropped were the bomb. I mean, that's just called the way it was. I mean, he was cutting shit with Jamie Foxx. I mean, he was doing it. And she I believe she passed away because she was having breast implant surgery or a tummy tuck. I can't remember
which
one it was.
Yep.
But it was
an elective surgery.
It was elective, and his mother was a medical doctor. So it's not like he came from
Yeah, and that was actually here in Oklahoma.
No, I don't get it.
Or where she had the surgery?
I think it was here in Oklahoma, but I do know she graduated from Douglas High School here in Oklahoma City, and it was a elective surgery that actually caused, you know, for her passing. Now, I agree with you, Miss V, that when that happened, Kanye just lost everything. Everything, because his mom died. His mom was the center of his universe. And when he lost her, he just kind of stair-stepped and kept going, stair-stepping. I mean, just getting out there. I mean, bad.
She kept him grounded. She kept him completely grounded. And I mean, think about it. He was on Oprah, and Oprah even talked about how when they were in Chicago, because, you know, she had her show in Chicago, and Oprah was being driven, and I want to say in her Escalade or something, and she pulled up next to Kanye and him to roll down the window, and she was like, "Ooh, I like that," and he was like, "I'm going to be on your show one day." And she talked about it, how you know, she didn't know who the hell he was. He was like, he really was a nobody. Nobody even had heard of
right.
him. But
right.
he told her that he was going to be on her show. And he ended up being on there, I want to say, like 3 or 4 years later. So that's how grounded he was. And she talked about how he had a clear vision of what he wanted. And I attribute that to his mother. I give cold
right.
hard credit of that to his mother, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I truly believe that no one has been able to step in and give him that grounding that he had when his mother was alive, because she was his rock. She
correct
kept him going in the right direction.
Yep.
You know, people forget
there.
His first CD was The Miseducation, you know, and talking about being a college dropout. That was her, you know, because she inspired for him to go to college. You know, he's not an idiot. He has made
no.
some very poor decisions. And I think that when he got with Kim, I truly believe that he thought that he would have that grounding because of Chrissy in there. I mean, first of all, when you got the pimpress in charge, she just going to pimp you out like she do everybody else. But I truly think that he thought that that was going to be a mother figure to him. But she a pimp. I mean, that's how it is. Christian, you're
well,
Christian
not
or
to mention, I mean, if he's bipolar, I mean, that's the thing. Bipolar can be managed. But when you have someone in your life that is manipulating how you take your medicine and what you say, it is a hindrance. They will fuck you up and put you down the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe, and like I said, I'm going to always say that, you know, I'll take the fact from the Kanye fans, whatever, but I'm a mother. And I'm going to be a mother before anything. Now, I'm not old enough to be his mama. Let's make that clear.
Correct.
But,
no, actually, I think me and you are old enough to be in that neighborhood.
No, because Kanye is closer to 40 than he is to 30. Remember, Kim Kardashian just turned 40.
Yeah.
So, no,
but,
I ain't know. Maybe you old enough to be his daddy, but I ain't old enough to be his mama, okay? Because I'm only 52. And ain't no damn way at 52 I would have no fucking 40-year-old child.
No.
Hey,
no.
That would be not that
Randy?
Would be not too right. Yeah. Yes.
That's all you.
What? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so. If Kim Kardashian is 40, I'll be 56. I mean, I would.
You could be her daddy.
No, I would not.
And because
you,
it's 16.
Well,
no,
but you are old enough.
Oh no.
You are old enough.
We're just saying
age-wise.
You are old enough because it's more likely to have for a 16-year-old. I'm trying to say this the right way because I don't want to. Okay, a 16-year-old is more acceptable having a baby. Not that I agree with it. Than a 12-year-old,
yes.
Okay?
Yes. I agree.
Well, this kid who was 16 years old didn't have no children. So I think it's
the right. But I'm just saying
right
that.
Way, if you know
but we
I'm
were
saying.
Talking about being old
yep.
enough to be Kanye's mother. I was just saying
yep.
that. I mean,
you are in the age that is plausible. You don't have none, but you were at that age. You can get someone pregnant.
Yeah,
can I
gotta
ask
drop
another
out.
Question?
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's fucking pissed as hell that they got Christmas shit already and we ain't even got to Thanksgiving?
No.
I'm watching a Christmas commercial.
Oh, that shit is
I'm watching it right now. Oh, my goodness.
It is the 8th of November. The 8th of November. Why the fuck are we talking about Christmas? Wasn't Halloween just fucking last week?
Yeah. Halloween was last week.
Now, first of all, okay, I'm going to say this because I know I ain't the only one who do it. But see, what I look forward to, Halloween is over. Guess what? Ain't nobody buying no more Halloween candy. Ain't shit wrong with it. So I should have to go to the store and be getting Halloween candy. Why? They got Christmas shit out so the Halloween candy is here. That shit is supposed to be on sale for like 75% off right now, okay? Why the fuck is the Halloween candy here?
Yeah.
I ain't buying no shit for poor Halloween. I ain't got no fucking kids at home. And I don't give out fucking candy. But it's after Halloween. I should be going to the store and see like the little Thanksgiving shit up there and be looking for the damn Halloween candy that's cheap. No, this motherfucker's got damn Christmas shit out.
And the month's not even half over. What the fuck?
So, on top of a fucked up ass goddamn election we done had this week, I can't find no fucking Halloween candy? Hell, I got bigger problems than motherfuckers out here protesting. I can't find no fucking Halloween candy. Do you know what it's like to be a bitch craving with goddamn chocolate after Halloween?
Oh,
and motherfuckers,
shit.
Y'all want to fight about something? We fighting on the fact that fucking damn Christmas shit is already out. How about we fight about that? I think we should all agree upon that shit.
Yes.
Christmas is fucking...
Agreed.
It ain't even Thanksgiving. I think that we should be saying, why the fuck is the Christmas shit out? Can I get Thanksgiving? Y'all do realize, in between Halloween, which is not really a real holiday, it's just a day to get your fucking children high on candy. And for the damn candy makers to make more money. Between Halloween and Christmas, first of all, there's Thanksgiving and there's Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rosh Hashanah. So, So you got three fucking holidays before Christmas and we can't fucking get there because you motherfuckers want to push Christmas down my neck. I understand that it's fucking COVID-19. I understand we all on lockdown. But shit, I don't need to be reminded that fucking that, well, maybe right now we would want to know. But it ain't the end of the year yet. I don't want to be thinking about fucking Christmas. It's bad enough. This will be the first year that I'm not going out for New Year's. Me and my daughter are already trying to figure out, it's so bad that I have resorted to buying fucking advent calendars, okay? I got the damn oldie advent calendar. I got the wine one. These motherfuckers got so many damn advent calendars. I got the wine advent calendar. I got the cheese advent calendar. I got the fucking different chocolate advent calendars. I even got the fucking advent calendar from a goddamn dog, okay?
And you can't start using that until December.
Thank you. But if I didn't buy the shit now, it'd be out of stock when I went to go get it because they only did so many in each fucking store.
Yep. It would be out of
stock. So, again.
And that's the thing.
And some stores, like Target, I think that's one of those stores, they have Black Friday all month long.
Yes.
All month long.
Everybody's doing Black Friday all fucking month.
And Lowe's, everybody.
Veterans Day is Wednesday. We ain't got the fucking Veterans Day yet. What happened to the advertisements for let's come? You know, this is supposed to be hot furniture sale right now. I'm supposed to be seeing 5 million furniture commercials saying, hey, it's Veterans Day. You know, come get your furniture for Veterans Day. We don't get damn well. Anybody buying their furniture on Veterans Day, but they were supposed to be putting the damn sale. I'm supposed to be watching commercials talking about Veterans Day is next week. Come get your good discount. We're going to do this for you on Veterans Day. I ain't seen none of that shit. They too busy fucking trying to pound Christmas down my goddamn throat.
There has not been anything for Veterans Day. Has
not
been
either.
Anything, period, for anything other than, oh, we understand you're locked up in the house. So, oh, COVID, okay, we're doing Black, you know, Friday all month long. Oh,
my best friend has already finished
her
fucking Christmas shopping because of COVID. And the reason why I know is because every fucking thing came to my house, okay? I was so glad when she went and got her stuff. I love her. She is my best friend. But she had everything coming to my house because I'm working from home and she's not. So everything came to my house. Now, true enough, I did see a couple of things I wanted. But see, I'm gullible any fucking way. I don't need a reason to shop, okay? I got an email from my favorite shoe store, and it's only a shoe store that's here in Michigan. It's not even all over Michigan. It's actually really local to the Metro Detroit area, but it's a high-end shoe store that sells the shoes cheaper. They sent an email. Now, I'm not buying no more shoes because I can't go no fucking where. I had filled up my shoe wall. I actually need to get another closet built, but I don't have enough room in my house to have another closet built unless I have the walls tore down again and make my room bigger. Or I take my other bedroom and have that completely walled in and make that another closet. And I'm not about to say because I have bedroom furniture in my other room down there. So I saw online, I got the email. I thought this bitch was a dress because it was a badass coat. It took me until the day to realize it was fucking dress. Now, I showed it to my daughter. I was like, damn, that's a bad dress. I was like, but damn, I ain't got nowhere to wear that. Today, I'm looking because I'm looking on their website. I'm like, let me see this. It's a motherfucking coat. I wasn't going to buy it anyway. But unlike some people, I don't need a reason to shop. I'm a shopaholic. I think I've admitted more than one time, I do have an addiction. My addiction is I shop. I do not have high-ass credit card bills. I'm not that person who just goes and rack up my credit card bills. I will look at how much money I got in the bank, and I'll go buy it at that moment. So my addiction is that you come to my house, I do have brand-new dresses with the tags still on them. I do have brand-new shoes that I've never worn. Okay, COVID-19 knocked a lot of my shit out this year because I had places to wear these fucking clothes, like work. I ain't been to work. I'm in the work since fucking March. So, naturally, I ain't got nowhere to wear my fucking clothes. But I had to quit buying clothes because I realized, I was like, damn, bitch, you ain't going into your office for a minute. Quit buying clothes. Quit buying shoes. Well, and I refuse to be that person. And I don't work in jogging pants. So, when I get up in the morning, I do get dressed. I don't get dressed like when I go into my office. But I do get up and I get dressed. I do not sit around. I'm not that person. I don't understand the damn TV commercials when they show the person on their couch watching TV and they scoot over and say, that pop. I don't comprehend that. Maybe because I got an actual office in my house. So I get up and I actually get dressed. I don't wear sweats either.
No.
I don't do that.
I mean, sweats, I'll wear sweats at home. Outside, nail.
Well, because we do a lot of video work. We, especially with what I do, I have to be ready and visible. I don't put makeup on when I'm at home. But if I was in the office, I would have makeup on. But I do make sure that I'm presentable. And I don't do like some people just do from the waist up, because I do have to get up and move around. And I can't always put off my camera when I'm doing that. And sometimes I have to do demonstrations. But I don't comprehend all this shit, but I still haven't had no reason to buy clothes. But again, going back to why the fuck we got Christmas shit out, I don't comprehend it. So while all you motherfuckers out here, let me say this. For all you folks who want something to fuss about, how about you take all your fucking rifles and your guns and you go ask them, why the fuck y'all got Christmas shit out? Why am I seeing this now? See, it used to be that the Christmas stuff would be in the back room until after Black Friday, okay? Let's just keep it real. You probably wouldn't see it right around Thanksgiving. It's not that the stores didn't have it. They've always had it early. They just didn't bring the shit out.
Well, with COVID, they're trying to get it out now just to get sales, just to make money.
It's all about
money.
Oh, getting back to that, Harry, Have you ever heard of Christmas music? Because so far I haven't heard Christmas music where I am.
Not yet.
I heard that Mariah Carey said it was okay.
Not yet.
Apparently, Mariah Carey told everybody that it was okay. I'm not trying to listen to it. Apparently, I was watching a local TV station, and somebody said that one of the radio stations here is playing Christmas music. But I have Sirius XM, so I'm too busy listening to shit like, you know, FDT. So I haven't heard any Christmas music because everything I listen to or WAP. So unless they do a Christmas version of WAP, I doubt that I'll hear it.
Mm. Yep.
And I don't think Cardi B is coming out with a Christmas album anytime soon.
I was thinking of something. Remember those cartoons and those Christmas shows that we watched when we were kids? Used to come on every year. Someone on CBS.
Okay,
ABC,
did the Great Pumpkin? Did Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin even come on this year? Can anybody say if they saw it? Because it used to be CBS that had it on.
Yeah,
fucking bullshit. It's fucking Charlie Brown in the first time in over fucking years has been moved to
Apple
live streaming.
That's fucked up.
Who the fuck watching Apple? I ain't got no fucking Apple.
Bingo. Bingo. Apple bought the rights or some bullshit for that, and it's like, oh, we have more people streaming and watching, so we're only going to stream it. You have to go to
Apple. Oh, I think
Apple.
That's a straight up bullshit.
That, yeah. And
I actually have it on DVD. I know I'm that person still got DVDs. I actually have all of the Charlie Brown stuff on DVD. I believe I've got the Christmas one, the Thanksgiving one. I know I got like a DVD 3-pack. And I bought this years ago. I bought it.
Good.
Yeah.
And
because
I haven't watched it. But, you know, the Flintstones come, well, you got to have cable, but I want to say the Flintstones come on every day like at 6:30, and they're on for a couple of hours. If I really want to escape, I turn on the fucking Flintstones and watch Fred hit Marty inside the head with a Brontosaurus on. I mean,
that's it. But, yeah, that's the thing. Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin, thank you. Giving and also
Christmas.
The Christmas one cannot be seen on a CBS affiliate because it is streaming only on Apple.
I don't have
That's
Apple.
That's fucked up. I don't have
it's
Apple.
It's very fucked up.
Who has Apple? I don't.
I don't
People
have an
iPhone.
Apple iPhone.
I don't do iPhones. I'm a Samsung person. I'm loyal to Samsung.
Yep. That's it. Same here.
And I'm talking about the other card. Well, that and the other card, you know, like Santa Claus, Club of the Town, Rudolph.
Oh, my God. They didn't buy
that
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, too.
That will be on air soon.
Yeah. And the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's
don't
just like so fucked
that.
Up.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't
but
forget about the Grinch.
Listen, I have the Jim Carrey Grinch. That shit is so funny. I like the cartoon Grinch, but the Jim Carrey Grinch is so funny.
Oh yeah.
I'll stick with the original.
I like both of them.
I
mean the original. The original is Boris Karloff.
That is classic.
Now, the updated version with Jim Carrey is classic. It is awesome. So you got two generations watching how the Grinch stole Christmas.
For our generation was the Boris Karloff. Our generation.
Correct. Now, for my daughter's group, it is Jim Carrey, which I like that one, too. I love it.
That's awesome.
But,
I like both of them. I mean, the Jim Carrey one, because the Jim Carrey one is more, it's more modern. I mean, that's the best way to put it. It's more modern. They didn't change it. It's just more reliable, you know, more relatable to the generation of my children. Where with us, you know, cartoons is how we deal with everything. You know, I still like both of them because you just can't go wrong with either. In my opinion, you can't go wrong with either one of them. That's the one thing they didn't. Now, like the Lion King, the original Lion King is the best because this book, my daughter even watched it. Now, my daughter is the generation of the original Lion King. So, and she's actually gone and seen it. And my daughter has actually gone and seen the play. So this, whatever they did with Beyonce, my daughter was like, they keep that shit. They was like, Beyonce fucked that up. They was like, that was a, you know. I haven't even seen the one with Beyonce because my daughter told me she was so fucking pissed. She lost her mind. She was like, bullshit. And again, because my daughter had seen the play along with that, you know, she's like, hell no. She was like, I'll go watch the, you know, I'll watch the original one before this. She, the remake, you just can't remake everything. I mean, that's what they do. You cannot, especially when it comes down to, like, the classic. I mean, that would be like them trying to make the fucking Phantom of the Opera into a cartoon or try to show it on TV.
Yeah.
That's just ain't gonna work.
No, no, no.
Or the Nutcracker.
Phantom of the Opera cannot be a cartoon.
You know the Phantom of the Opera is based on an old silent film, right? I mean, it's been around for like forever.
Correct. Correct. I agree there. I've seen the black and white version. I've
Lon
seen
Chaney's,
the silent
Lon
version.
Chaney. Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney, awesome.
But
now,
some things
also,
that you can't go and redo, though. I mean,
no,
you can't go and redo that because unless you're going to redo it with just new actors, but not change anything. It's some things you like. You don't like. They fucked up the Lion King. That would be like trying to change Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay. Now see. I do like it when they did. Who was it? Wait a minute. The version that I'm thinking about that I really like. No, I'm thinking about the song. I almost put the OJs with it, but because you know that the OJs did. It was either the OJs or the Temptation. Did the Rudolph
Temptation.
Red Nose.
It was Temptation.
The song.
It was Temptation. Yes. They made that their own.
But you know what? It sounded good. Now let's keep it real. It sounded good.
Yep. Now that's the thing with Phantom of the Opera, the original black and white silent. So it gave you a storyline. Now, when I did see the Broadway play, 10, 15 plus years ago, it followed basically the same storyline, and music was something new. It was awesome. Now, if you look back, there was a guy that did a 70s, 80s version of same movie, and it was the small guy from Smokey and the Bandit. Can't think of his name, but
little small guy, glasses, blonde?
Yes.
Paul Williams.
Bingo. That was
Paul Williams.
He did another 80s version of it, and he was basically the bad guy.
So those are the only three versions I've ever seen of Phantom of the Opera.
But you can't, I mean,
but I don't understand how the hell
Williams,
you take Charlie Brown off of regular TV. How do you take Charlie Brown off of fucking free TV? That's just like that fucked up shit. Some things you don't take off of.
I agree.
You don't take Frosty the Snowman off. You don't take Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And you damn sure don't take off Charlie Brown. Taking that off free TV has deprived so many people. Everybody doesn't have cable. And I'm sorry that when you sit there and say, oh, well, you can have this. Guess what? You have inner city children and inner city families. And fuck, you got some folks like my mama and daddy. You know, you ain't, you can be inner city, but you get my mama and daddy. They not, I have cable.
Amen.
I have cable because I choose to pay for it. My mother has clearly said she is not paying to watch fucking TV. That's what her taxes pay for. And that is what my mother has always said. She was like, now you get, and I want people to understand this. My mother is not some old, decrepit old person because my grandmother, my mother, refused to get cable. She did not get a dryer in her home until about 10 years ago. My grandmother, on the other hand, has had a dryer as long as I've been around. She's always had a washer and dryer in her house. And my grandmother has had cable even longer than I have. So, it's just a matter of preference. So, before somebody said, ooh, your mom is old. No, my mother just is, she is that person who will not pay for cable. She just got a fucking dryer. And I kept telling her, I even offered, it had gotten so bad that I had told her when I got my new washer and dryer, I said, Mom, you can have my dryer. Oh, no. Your daddy would go drop a damn pair of socks in there, and it won't be nothing else in there. I ain't getting no dryer for him to. I mean, my mother sat there and said she would not get a dryer because my daddy was going to drive her electric bill up. My mother just got central air in her house about 5 years ago, and she sat there. She didn't get central air because she said my daddy was going to drive the bill up. She finally got central air because she couldn't handle the house being so fucking hot. She got that shit on a fucking lockdown timer, okay? When I tell you that there is just some people who not going to do it, they're not going to do it. The only reason why my mother has internet at her house is because that she likes to play fucking Candy Crush, and she finds out that if she tried to do it on her phone, they charge her. So she only got internet at her fucking house just so she could watch fucking, she could play Candy Crush, and my daddy watches fucking YouTube all day.
Yep.
They ain't got no big, you know, big plan. That's what my parents do. And it is because my mother regulates what goes up in that house. So for Apple to think that everybody's going to get Apple, I think, I take it back. They also got Netflix. They got Netflix because my daddy said if they was going to get internet, he had to be able to get Netflix. So they have Netflix.
Right. Right.
Okay.
I've got
still
that.
Now,
yeah,
you
Apple
get me. But you get me, you come to my house, I have probably a cable plan I don't need, but I have a sports plan. So I have the expensive cable plan. I have Netflix because my daughter paid for it. I have Amazon Prime because I like to shop a lot and the fucking damn videos come with it because I pay for the damn Amazon Prime. But I figure if I pay Amazon Prime, to me it's the best thing because I pay $119 a year. And I got fucking videos, and I get my fucking shipping for free. So you can't beat that nowhere. I barely watch my fucking Amazon Prime because the production on every damn thing shut down because I was into The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Okay, just keeping it real.
Yep.
And then I got my little shit I watch on Netflix. But if it weren't for the fact that they give me fucking Peacock free because I have Comcast as my internet, I wouldn't have no fucking Peacock. You know, I have HBO, and they said I could watch HBO Max, but if the shit ain't on my fucking TV, I'm not watching it. But that's the difference between me and my parents. But then my grandmother, I'm sure she has every fucking thing. So taking Charlie Brown off of fucking regular TV is not good. And then when you get to the inner city, and I'm talking about the true low-income people. I'm not talking about the people like my parents who choose not to have it, but I'm talking about really the people who are getting the phone through public assistance. I'm talking about the people who their cell phone is through public assistance. They don't have internet. They don't have
cable.
And they only got one fucking TV in their house. Okay, what the fuck do you think they're watching? And to sit there and say that somebody should have Apple, I don't agree with that. Charlie Brown is a fucking classic. I mean, Charlie Brown is what every child needs to be able to see. I want them to fucking bring back the fucking damn Saturday morning cartoon so people can plop their kids in front of the TV and not have to have cable, because I can tell you.
Speaking of that.
Your mama
stayed
in the house and plop the damn kids in front of the TV.
Speaking of that, you know, heard of MeTV, they're bringing back Saturday morning cartoons next month. I mean, not next month, in January.
Yeah, but you got to have cable to get MeTV, right?
No.
Well, no.
That's
I got a regular TV. Regular TV.
Yeah, I've got.
Well,
I've got
no, I have cable. So, okay, the reason why I said that, don't be yelling at me. Listen, I have cable TV, so I got all of this shit on there. I thought MeTV was part of cable. I see MeTV.
No,
I watch some of this stuff on MeTV. But that's why I said I thought MeTV was cable.
No, MeTV is over the air free.
Yeah, I've been watching that shit. I've been watching that stuff.
But
I don't have cable.
I do have internet. So I've got Netflix.
I got Netflix.
Disney. I got Disney.
I have Disney also.
So I'm happy.
And I have Hulu. But I've got the Disney Hulu.
Mandalorian.
And that's because I have not watched The Mandalorian yet.
Oh, my God. If you are
it.
A Star Wars fan, you got to start watching that season one.
See, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. They lost me after the second movie.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars, Mandalorian, you got to be a fan of all the movies, and then it kind of ties in. But also, Yellowstone. Holy shit. I can't start or wait to start watching it. I saw the first two shows of season one, and I can't wait till my daughter's done to go ahead and bring me over the DVDs to where I can go ahead and watch all of it.
See, I got into The Handmaid's Tale. I didn't think I was going to get into it. And when they offered Hulu free, like it was for like a week free, I started watching The Handmaid's Tale and I was like, oh my God. And now it's fucking not back on yet.
Yeah.
So they do get you addicted on some shows. They can't get you addicted,
oh, big
but still.
Time.
I think that when. I think that when these companies start thinking, they have to realize that there are people who truly cannot afford, you know,
right,
all of that. I'm glad that MeTV is, if you're going to have Saturday morning cartoons, but somebody need to be petitioning Apple and tell them to put that shit back on regular TV, because Charlie Brown is a staple.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's been on there for 50-plus years. Not to mention now, MeTV, just throwing this out there, you better have fucking Scooby-Doo.
They better, yeah. You got to
Is MeTV isn't MeTV the one that has the Flintstones every day at 6:30?
6 o'clock,
yeah.
6 o'clock.
Okay. Because when they brought back the Flintstones, I was like, yes! You know.
Yep.
I'm gonna leave this subject on that, and I'm gonna everybody have a great week. We done had a good conversation. Apple has officially pissed off everybody, along with the Christmas music and shit playing. So we gonna all have a great weekend.
No
talk to you guys next week.
Alrighty.
See ya.
Bye.
Be that Zion.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a quite a lie.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.